On occasion, we have a. I'm a member of a. I did say I haven't joined anything, but I'm a member of a little social club with about several couples, just couples.
Mm-hmm.
In the club, and we meet at different ones' house once a month. That's the only thing. That's the only thing I just thought of that I don't
mm-hmm,
know
mm-hmm.
other than church. But
so what do you do?
We just come together and have our little meeting and serve a repast, and most of the guys in there drink scotch. The ones who drink. And the last time they were at my house, I had some probably left from the last meeting, and I set it right up there. So when it's going, that's it, you know. But they would only meet at my house once a year. It's
mm-hmm.
enough of a minute that it'll go all around the different
okay,
islands, you see.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have to worry about it but once a year. And I think that's sometime in June, August or something like that, July, August.
Mm-hmm.
And all the members don't ever come. They always got someone that's got something to do.
Mm-hmm.
It would be
mm-hmm.
on Saturday night, so. You know, you don't have to make a whole lot of plans. But every time they come to my house, they're looking for seafood because I'm a shrimper.
Right.
They want seafood. They want shrimp and fish and whatever, crab, devil crabs, or something like that.
So you have a whole meal.
Basically we have a meal. When we first got started with just something like a little, you know, salad. It's basically a meal. You can flat get full. And the last time I went to the president, it was at the president's house, and boy, he had some good old tuna salad. Man, I eat till I was miserable. But then again, I was trying to lose some weight, so that's why I eat salad mostly, tall salad and that tuna salad.
Uh huh. Okay. Do people ever grow peanuts around here?
There are a few people. A lady across the street used to plant. Across the street used to plant peanuts, but very few peanuts. No.
Do they have any other terms that they call them?
Not as I know.
Okay. And what about coffee? Do people drink coffee very much?
Very little. We don't drink it at all. Yeah. My wife drank a cup occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a cup in 10 years or more.
Yeah.
I don't drink it at all, but there are people still drink it.
What's the usual way to make it?
Well, most of it's instant now. You know, they just heat some water and pour it, put a teaspoon full in it, and heat it. But back in those days, my grandfather had a little grinder that he used to grind up coffee beans with and
yeah.
draw it, put it in the pot and draw it and make his coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then it had the ground coffee that you would percolate, put in a percolator and perk it and all this. But then nowadays it's just instant.
Mm-hmm.
Teaspoon full and some hot water and some sugar or milk or whatever you use in it, cream or whatever, and then you got a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. How would he draw it? Would he make it like that?
I think it was put in a pot that had a strainer that you put the beans in. Something like a strainer. Like.
Okay, yeah.
And you put the beans in it. It was a design for coffee. And you put the beans in that and then put water in it and just let it, you know, perk.
Okay.
Through the, until, you know, and then the longer it perks, the stronger it is, you know. You can have it strong enough to walk if you want.
Yep.